Our final story today is about the way India's music industry works and the way one artist cleverly negotiated her own way through that business. The World's Marco Werman has the story.
In India, the pop music machine is closely tied to the assembly line, that is Bollywood film music. That means if you have your own sound, your own style, it can be hard to break through the Bollywood gatekeepers. But some artists are doing that.
I'm Sona Mahapatra. I'm an artist from India. My music, to describe it, is contemporary folk. I'm moved to sing ancient words, but the setting is very contemporary. I don't pretend to be living in the village. So it's the new India.
Two years ago, Sona was one artist on the Sony roster. Sona had recorded one album with the label, and she was ready to take some new songs into the studio. She says Sony didn't want to rush, and they told her to come back in 6 months.
They're a good bunch of people, but, you know, they're stuck with the way they've been doing stuff for the last 20 years, and things have changed. Consumers are listening to music so differently. So I was, like, kind of quite cheesed off with them.
But not deterred. Now, some artists would have sought out another record label or maybe recorded the songs on their own. Sona took a different tack. She approached Nokia, a cell phone company.
Fortunately for me, I have a brain outside of an artist's brain, I think. So I'm always on the lookout for the latest trends. And in India itself, Nokia sells more than 8 million phones a month. You know, so there are 8 million people buying a new handset every month. And I've been reading those numbers in the papers, and I was like, that's an incredible reach. And even if I reach out to a fraction of those guys who are buying those phones, somehow it would make hell of a difference.
Nokia had a lot of young people in their office in Bombay who love Sona's music. But Nokia didn't want to open a war with Sony by luring away one of its artists. So Sona went to Sony with a proposition. The next thing Sona knew, she had gotten Sony's blessing to play at a special Nokia event, a 2009 showcase that was to launch the phone company's plan to distribute songs via cell phone.
I got to headline that act. There were some six bands playing, and I was a finale act. And it went off so well that we had three encores. And suddenly I was everybody's baby, because Sony was like, she's our artist, we're so proud of her. And we had Nokia saying, you know, we love having you here.
Sona got a distribution deal with Nokia, and she's taken other detours around the Bollywood music machine in order to support her own music. Sona licensed her song Paseauna, which means come closer, to a commercial for close-up toothpaste in India. And it caught on internationally.
This song is playing in Egypt, in Brazil, in Southeast Asia. So, yes, I'm doing things differently, I think.
Close up. The closer, the better.
But doing things differently doesn't always win fans for Sona. She made the deal with Close Up.
Much against a lot of people telling me that, oh, you're selling out. And I said, bullshit. You got to do what you got to do, because the means of putting out alternative music in my country are very limited if you're not singing for films.
That's the bottom line for Sona. And while some say sell out, Sona admits she's made some good money on the deals. That money has helped her finance her alternative sound and style, and that has now caught the attention of world music labels in another tantalizingly large market, North America. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
You can see the results of one of Sona's deal-making. We've got that close-up commercial featuring Sona's song Paseauna at theworld.org. And we think you might agree, toothpaste ads are pretty much the same the world over. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening. Yo sahelio se kya